Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Breakfast with Books, where we connect you not only with an author, but also a great book to help you start your day. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, joining you here for Conversations Live, both on 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you all could join us this morning. Today, we're going to be speaking with author Sherry Reichert-Ballew, not only about her journey as an individual, but what led her to write the book Simply Celebrate, and how she's helping individuals just like you to be able to live the life that they want for themselves. Sherry, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hi, Cyrus. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, congratulations to you not only on the book Simply Celebrate, but just on fulfilling what I believe is your mission of being able to inspire other people. You and I had a chance to talk briefly before we went live here, but I want you to tell our listeners, when did you first realize that life was something that you should celebrate?
Oh, that's such a great question. And the truth of it is, I am someone who actually has a history of anxiety and depression. People wouldn't have known it because from the outside I had this veneer of cheerfulness most of my childhood and young adult life. But the truth of it is, I suffered from a lot of depression. And at one point I had suffered through a breakup, and it was really hard for me. I really fell into what I called a deep, dark pit. And it felt like, to me, like iron walls closing around me. And I was led to a meditation class. And in that meditation class, there was one inhale, you know, the focusing on the breath, inhale and exhale.
Right.
And there was an inhale, Cyrus, that I felt relief. I felt relief from that sort of sense that everything was closing in. And that moment really changed everything for me, because I realized that I could start looking for those simple moments of relief, and then it turned into I could start looking for moments of joy. I would feel sad, and I would be holding my cat, and she would be purring, and I would suddenly have this feeling of this is joy. You know,
right.
Or I would, you know, just be making my toast, and the smell of toast is something that just I love. And from that, it was sort of a wonderful, some sort of grace fell in that I realized I could create those moments. I didn't have to just, you know, wait to be able to find them in my life. And so that ability to start creating moments of joy, that changed everything for me. And of course, then it became something I wanted to give back to people.
Right. Right. You know, it's interesting. When I was getting ready for this segment, Sherry, what kept coming to my mind is, you know, when we're going through something, we hear the saying, oh, don't sweat the small stuff. But what I love about what you're doing is you're helping people to see that you should really appreciate the small stuff and realize exactly how those small things combine to make those larger things that we normally make and pay the most attention to. For you, though, as you mentioned, the purr of the cat, as someone who also has three cats, I can appreciate that, how it is so important to realize that our attitudes are contagious, and the way that we treat ourselves and treat others is contagious as well. When you start realizing that you could help other people to really produce the lives that they wanted for themselves, what was that like for you? Because I have to imagine that, you know, it's a big responsibility when you take that on. So how did you feel knowing that you could help individuals be able to live a better life?
Wow, Cyrus, that is great. Well, you know, and I think for me, it was such a gradual process that what happened was, because I started realizing that in order to really live a life of celebration myself, I needed to be practicing all the time, right? So I needed to be practicing creating these extraordinary moments, not just for myself, but for other people. And part of that practice became sharing it with people. So I started to realize that the energy, I mean, just like talking to you right now, like there's this wonderful, extraordinary energy that gets created when two people are sharing a moment that is that we're paying attention to, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it
and
makes
so,
perfect.
Yeah, So for me, what I realized is I had a good friend who was a wonderful, he is still, he's a wonderful artist, and I just started jotting down some simple celebrations, simple things that I could do that would make life feel extraordinary, and I started giving them to him, and he was illustrating them. And I was doing it actually just for myself at the moment, and then I realized, like, wow, I could share this with people. And it didn't feel, you know, I think I would have been too scared if I had thought, oh, I'm going to write a book and I'm going to try and, you know, share that with people.
Yeah.
That might have been too much for me at the moment. But instead it was more just like, I'm doing this because this helps me practice. And then the idea of sharing it with people was more like a fun thing to do or a gift I could do.
Yeah, I have always felt like when you don't pay attention to the end result as much and just enjoy that moment of doing it, it always makes it easier for me too. And I think that is so true for so many other people, Sherry. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online through blogtalkradio.com, you're listening to our Breakfast with Books segment. We're speaking to Sherry Reichert-Ballou. She's talking to us not only about her own journey, how she's been able to not only to deal with depression, but to find the meaning of the importance of celebrating life and being able to celebrate the small things in life and knowing that she could create the moments that are worthy of celebration. Now, you were just talking about, of course, the book, Sherry. You know, talk to us about the response, because, again, it goes back to, I think, attitudes being contagious. Talk to us about the way that people are responding to the message, not only that you're sharing to the book, but also through your website as well.
Well, I think that the thing that makes me the most happy about the response is that what I've heard from people and what I love hearing from people is simply that it inspires them not to necessarily, although a lot of times people will tell me they do the things that I suggest, but that people will think up their own things. You know, like someone wrote to me once and said that he created a day of joy. So he just picked a random day that, you know, people weren't celebrating anything on, and he decided he was going to get everybody to wear yellow and that they were just going to focus on joy. And that wasn't my idea, but he had read the book and something in it inspired him to want to create something out of nothing, to create something extraordinary on an ordinary day.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the sort of thing for me that is I just love. The other thing is one of my real passions is helping people create really intentional creative gifts that are very meaningful and that foster relationship. And so I'm often giving people different ideas, including, you know, one that I love, which is creating a love list for people. You know, just simply writing down all the things that you love and giving that to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had so many people come up with their own, like, brilliant ways of presenting that. Someone that I really know and love dearly made fortune cookies and put all of their – each fortune cookie had a different, you know, I love you in it.
Yeah.
Someone else made a mobile, you know, for someone to hang in their room. I mean, they're just I love when people sort of take what I have, but then they just make it so uniquely their own.
Right, right. And that, I think, goes to another point, Sherry, that is so important for listeners who are wondering, okay, well, this may have worked for her, but how do I know if it's going to work for me? And it's really about finding what works for you. And that really, to me, it goes back to something that we talk about a lot on this show, Sherry, and I could tell by watching the video that's on your site, CelebrateLife.net, that you believe too, and that is you have to be in tune with yourself. You have to be in tune with, okay, how can I personalize this so that it's natural and so that it will flow and that it will become real for me? Because a lot of times we hear things and think, okay, well, that may have worked for them, but it may not work for me. But it's really about being able to know who you are, get to know yourself. How would you say, Sherry, that getting to know who Sherry is and knowing what Sherry can bring to the world, how has that helped you in your whole perspective of life and all that it brings?
Wow, that's great. Because I think if tell me if this is what you're asking, but for me, what comes up around that is that knowing who I am, and this is a moment-to-moment thing, right, because it changes
right.
all the time, but it's a matter of really being true to who I am in the moment. So, for instance, one of the things I was thinking about before our talk is that I still have have periods where I get really, you know, I'll feel sad or I'll feel anxious. But now what happens is that I can recognize that and really be with that person and find, sometimes they're quieter celebrations, but they're still celebrations. Like, oh, I see that Sherry's feeling a little bit anxious now. Well, what if we take a hot bath and we bring some favorite candles in and play some music that we love? You know, it's an honoring of the part of me who's present. It doesn't have to be this always wildly energetic and exuberant kind of celebration.
Right.
And I think that that's really important that we honor, because we're human beings and we go through a lot of different kinds of feelings and emotions. But part of being human is really allowing ourselves to celebrate that range.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think knowing that we are who we are and we are who we were intended to be, and it's really up to us to make that the best that we can. And I think you bring up a really great point, because, you know, as much as I have over the past 5 years learned to really be excited about life, and I can't really even explain it, I'm just in love with the idea of what life has to offer. But I can remember a time when I didn't even want to get up, when I would actually be upset that I woke up. And so I think, too, it sounds like what you're saying, Sherry, and what has worked for me and what I believe will work for listeners is to know that that's okay. You know, every day is not going to be perfect, but just making sure that you don't dwell in that place, that you don't have to stay there. Just because you're in a certain circumstance or you have a certain emotion, you don't have to claim that for the rest of your life. You can deal with it and then be ready to move on, and that is part of the celebration, right?
Oh, that is exactly it. For me, that is, it's like, it's that knowledge. Like, I think for me what happened in that intake of breath on that first meditation is I realized that there was a choice, that I could, like, from that moment on, I could turn to that in-breath, or I could turn to the way the light streams in through the window, or I could turn to, you know, someone's face that I love. That, knowing that, made all the difference in the world to me.
Yeah, and it can make all the difference in the world for those that are tuning into this conversation. Again, Sherry Reichert-Ballou, everyone, is our guest, talking to us not only about how she has learned to celebrate life, but how that all of us have a life that we should simply celebrate. She's the author of the book, Simply Celebrate. Sherry, you also have a great website set up, simplycelebrate.net, where our listeners can get a lot of great information. And something I took advantage of yesterday is you have a newsletter that when people sign up, they get a special gift. Why don't you tell them about that?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I do. I have, right now when people sign up, and I do try and change it out a lot so that people can get different gifts, but right now I have what I call the seven simple steps to joy. And so they're simple, very, you know, everything that I love to do, I like to make it simple so that, you know, people can take one easy step that can actually change how they're feeling. And so this is just seven simple things that people can do on a daily basis that really help to shift maybe from where they are into a greater place of celebration.
Yeah, yeah. And I definitely encourage our listeners to go ahead and head over to www.simplycelebrate.net. And there on the main page, you'll see actually Sherry there talking to you, sharing some great tip with you there. But also on the right-hand side, you'll see where you can be able to sign up for the newsletter and to be able to get your free PDF. And definitely, I think, share that with other people, because all of us, every day is not going to be perfect. All of us have our good days. We have our days and we're not at our best. But even in those days that we're not at our best, there's something to celebrate. And Sherry, I thank you for the reminder and also for the encouragement for our listeners, because I believe something that was said here will touch people where they are and let them know that, you know what, this is what I'm experiencing now, but I don't have to stay here. And if Sherry can do it, then I can do it as well. We appreciate you coming on and sharing with us today.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. I love your energy and I love this show. Thank you, Cyrus.
Well, no problem. Again, Sherry Reichert-Ballou, everyone. Again, Simply Celebrate is the title of the book. You can go to her website at www.simplycelebrate.net to be able to find out more information about the book, to get your copy, and, of course, find out about the other great things that Sherry has going on. And, again, make sure you sign up for the newsletter right on the right-hand side of the website to be able to get more information. Sherry, we'll hope to come back. I'd love to speak with you again.
Oh, it was a joy. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be here to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.
Hi, this is Kendra. Come along with me on my journey of growing up. Family, friends, high school, decisions, and more decisions. Life seems to get more complicated each day.